This is Vatican Radio. The Diocese of Ferns, located in the southeast coast of Ireland, is one of the many dioceses in the country that has been celebrating the extraordinary year of mercy. The Bishop of Ferns, Dennis Brennan, was in Rome recently and spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about how they've been celebrating the Jubilee.
We have opened 5 or 6 holy doors for different reasons in different parts of the diocese. We took Pope Francis at his word when he said, you don't have to come to Rome, you can have your own door in your own place. So we obviously had the cathedral, but we have different places as well around the diocese, and they have been focal points for, you know, people to gather and to be aware of the Year of Mercy. And I think the message is filtering out from those places. And we hope to wind up now at the end of the year with some events and activities to wind up the year itself. But so far it's revolved around the various doors in the various parts of the diocese.
How much have people in the diocese and parishes got into the spirit of the year, do you think?
Well, it's hard to put figures or numbers on it, but every place the door was opened, pretty large numbers turned up, you know, good numbers of people turned up from, not just from the local area, but indeed from the regional area of that particular part of the diocese. So I'd say that the word has got out pretty well, because the fact that the doors are located in different places.
A lot of people have been talking about a kind of a resurgence in people going to confession, the sacrament of reconciliation, also initiatives with regard to the works of mercy, because Pope Francis has talked a lot about that. Would you have seen a resurgence in those kind of things?
Well, certainly in the cathedral holy door and the cathedral parish, there were days when there were a number of priests, a rota of priests, and they were replacing each other, and I believe they were quite busy all during the day. So That's the only one I'm really aware of. The other ones that were opened, and you know, people came in their own way in their own time. But the cathedral had that organised day, and priests came in, and they were kept quite busy in the boxes. So,
just one final question: the Year of Mercy, of course, is concluding now. But do you think it will have a legacy? Do you think people will be nice to keep up certain aspects, practical things that practical gestures that were started during the Year of Mercy can be kept up?
I hope so, because sometimes the church has this image of being harsh or hard or whatever. So I think the Year of Mercy struck a chord, and the way Pope Francis talks about it and the way he exemplifies it in his own life, I think people are struck by that and they're attracted by it. So I think it will live on, maybe not structurally, but it'll live on, I think, in people's lives and hearts.